This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The news of the day. The news is that we are, this is not news though, we're here every day. When I say we, it's the ladies of the day along with me on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Dougster just posted a picture, facebook.com/DJV show, of Daisy asleep on the couch. It's a rather interesting position that she finds herself in, and you're into dogs, into the program, into the caricatures that come as a result of how either we act like our dogs or they act like us. You might want to check out that check out the shot of Daisy May. Meanwhile, the quickie at the top of the hour is the list of the top airlines for 2019, according to J.D. Power and Associates. And I find it interesting to look at the 10 airlines in the survey, how they were scored and what scores they got. JetBlue and Southwest tied for first place in overall satisfaction. And the J.D. Power ranking is something I'd respect because they kind of get it. And they are good at looking into how people use facilities, just companies in general. So every one of these, the top two scored 817 out of a possible 1,000 score. JetBlue was up 5 points from last year. Southwest fell a point. Alaska was next with a score of 801, up 26 points. Rounding out the top five, Delta was 788. And American came up significantly, whether or not it's because they finally realized that dumping all the free in-flight entertainment isn't a smart idea. And yeah. So, I noticed that they've put the entertainment devices back into some of the planes they've taken them out of, which I thought was interesting as well. Number six on the list is WestJet. Not many people fly it. It's a Canadian airline. It's okay. They're okay. United is number seven, up from last year a little bit point-wise. Air Canada is eight, down from last year. Spirit Airlines, my God, why in the hell are they even in here? The last two are airlines of no consequence at all as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a frequent flyer. Spirit Airlines sucks. They're at number nine, and Frontier apparently sucks more because they're at number 10. And Allegiant wasn't even in the top 10. They suck more than the other two. So there you go. And there's the roundup of the top five. All right, so Jen, time for you to round them up. Head them up. Head them out.
Well,
what do we
flying.
Have?
You're flying, and I'm walking.
Okay.
And there's a new study that's out. Remember, we've always heard this number, 10,000 steps a day, that if you go 10,000
yes.
steps a day, you have optimal
yeah.
health.
Yes.
Well, this has been going on for a decade. There's a new marketing campaign launched in Japan to promote a pedometer. That's where it started, by the way. And so someone at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Min Lee, actually, a researcher, said, I was really curious, do we really need to walk 10,000 steps for a better life? So she put together a study that included 17,000 women of a certain age. Their average age was 72. The women all agreed to clip on tracking devices to track their steps as they went about their day-to-day activities. And it turns out that women who took just about 4,000 steps a day got a boost in longevity compared with women who took fewer steps. So the optimal number for women who want to see a bump in longevity and good health, you take 4,400 steps per day on average. You're 40% less likely to die during the follow-up period of 4 years compared with women who took 2,700 steps. So 4,400 steps seems to be the optimal number. Another surprise of her survey, she said the benefits of walking maxed out at about 7,500 steps. So women who walked more than 7,500 steps per day saw no additional boost in longevity. This is good news for women who may be intimidated by that number of 10,000. Maybe they have some injuries that prevent them from getting getting there. But according to research now, you want to aim for 4,400 steps and no more than 7,500 steps a day. I mean, obviously you can always do more, but that's where your peak benefits come in. So kind of interesting, science once again disproving itself a bit.
Ah, yes, don't we love science? All right, Victoria, what do you have that's cooking?
Well, here's a really good story. I think we need some good news. And
yep.
So a man in North Carolina got some very good news on Tuesday. He won $344 million in the Powerball jackpot. It's the largest prize in North Carolina's history. He is a 66-year-old retiree from Raleigh, North Carolina. And he said that when he called his wife on Tuesday morning to tell her about him having the winning numbers, he didn't realize how much he won. He told his wife that he thought he won $50,000.
Really?
It turns out 344.6 million. Add that on to the 50,000 that he thought he won. Then he said he actually realized that he had matched all six numbers to win the grand prize. He thought he only had a few of the numbers correct. So he called his wife back and said, actually, I won the whole thing. And she said, well, how much is the whole thing? He said, I don't know. I just played. I didn't really look at what the jackpot was. And then the coolest part of this is that the numbers that he played are actually from a fortune cookie that his stepdaughter had a few years ago, and at the age of six, and he saved the fortune cookie numbers that his stepdaughter gave him, and she was only six at the time, and so those are the numbers that he played. Talk about good fortune. My gosh.
Yeah.
So those are the numbers he played, and $344 million later, he said, I never expected to win, I just got lucky.
Yep. There were two deep-sea fishermen who made quite a catch this week as well. They were off the South Carolina coast, 70 miles southeast of Charleston. They pulled a package out of the water wrapped in black plastic. It was 30 to 50 kilos of cocaine, street value $750 to $1 million. The fishermen said they'd seen a school of mai-mai jumping in the water near a pile of debris. After about 3 hours, they decided to see what the debris was. They pulled it aboard. They opened the package, contacted the Coast Guard, which notified the local police department. Officers met the fishermen in an area marina, stood by until the Coast Guard and DEA arrived, taking possession of the narcotics. So what do they do? Somebody does something like that. To the people who get, do they get a reward? Is that what happens when you turn something like that in?
I think legally you're supposed to turn it in, so I guess it's just sort of like, thank you for obeying the laws.
Would you have been prompted, would you have been tempted to sell it on the open market if you found it?
To be honest, no, of course not. No, okay. But to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't even know where to begin selling cocaine.
I wouldn't even know what it looked like, never mind what to do with it.
All I know is that it's a white powder. I wouldn't have the first clue. I would be the worst drug dealer ever because I wouldn't have any customers.
Right.
The police did say, though, baby powder. Yeah, the police did say it is very unusual. They find this kind of stuff down in the Caribbean all the time, and but they said it's very unusual that it was so far north off of Charleston. So that maybe it was on its way to New York, New Jersey, I don't know, something happened.
Going on.
Yeah.
A federal judge has cited the First Amendment in yet another case of neo-Nazis winning in court. Judge says he's tossing out all charges against three men who belong to a neo-Nazi organization which has been accused of conspiring to assault their ideological opponents. The government prosecuted, and they're trying to curtail white supremacist violence and activity in our country, but because it is a First Amendment issue, makes a lot of people crazy. It does. Makes me nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But that's as long as they're not doing anything to harm anyone,
right, just talk.
Then that's, then it's rhetoric.
Yeah. So. Right. 15 past the hour on today's DJV program. All that good stuff. This is the DJV program at 18 and change past the hour.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in-store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is kind of interesting. This week, the House has passed a bill to give 2 million undocumented immigrants a chance at legal status and eventual citizenship, including the so-called Dreamers, who came here as children, others with temporary humanitarian protection. I wonder what we think about that. I'm sort of surprised because the Republicans haven't liked any of these bills heretofore, and in order for it to pass, the House got to have Republican support. So it's interesting to see.
I don't understand the beef with Dreamers. You know, they're younger. They're in school. When you look at the stats of them,
I think it's a numbers thing. I think it's a numbers thing as much as anything else, Victoria. I don't know that, but I just, you know, you look at 2 million new people being added to the roster here.
Well, they're already here.
Yeah, I know they have.
I mean, it's not like we're opening the floodgates. You know, they're already here. Yeah.
Discussions galore here on the DJV program. The most recent podcast is posted at djvshow.com. We're talking about why you want to stay away from the Dominican Republic for vacation. Also, our focus on what happened to that North Korean official we thought was dead. Not so fast there, Charlie. And then the strange sort of combo thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz, who want to drain the swamp. Got that conversation in the current DJV show podcast. Jane Fonda opening up about her anxiety. Ariana Grande fans uniting to support her after her allergic reaction. That conversation. A couple of big companies in hot water, Sephora and Boeing. So you can listen at djvshow.com or on your favorite podcasting platform. We stream as well at djvshow.com on demand.
The you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes.
Still got it.
I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time?
I'll take 86 your words he is, with right? Them.
I'll try to make them
right. Still sounds good.
Yep, sure does. I'm an audience. There's just something about Willie Nelson that captures my imagination. Come on, Time's name of the new song. One night not long ago, Willie wrote a song, some lyrics about mortality, and sent them off to his producer, collaborator, Buddy Cannon. And this is what he wrote. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? Come on, Time, you sure have put me in my place. The story is just one in Nelson's Ride Me Back Home trailer, which details the making of his new album, which comes out 21st of this month. Nelson, at his Luck, Texas ranch, describes the title of the album as being inspired by the horses he's rescued from slaughter. I'm beginning to do that with cows. I don't know if I told you that or not. I started a sanctuary for cows this spring on the farm.
That's great.
And that's what he's doing with horses. He also says his cover of Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You might be his favorite song on the album. My Favorite Picture of You.
It's bent and it's faded and it's pinned my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all.
What a great way of... That's so true, isn't it, huh?
There's a fire in your eyes.
It's still... That love is... What's the old expression? Fine line between love and hate. Typical of Willie's sense of humor, he included a track with his two sons, Lucas and Micah, called Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way.
I saw that the song hasn't been released yet, but there's a little clip of it in this trailer, and it is just, it's so typical of Willie's sense of humor. It's really a cheeky, fun song.
His kids seem to really like him, too, it would seem. By the way, Willie's kicking off his Outlaw Music Festival in Bangor, Maine, the 14th of this month, which is a week from Thursday. The tour includes dates with Phil Lesh and friends, Alison Krauss, and some more people as well. I'd like to see that. I've always liked this guy. Always have liked him. Other country music news, Randy Travis is getting candid in a memoir. Remember, he suffered a stroke. What was it? 5 years, 4 years ago? 2013?
Yeah.
6 years ago. More than a month after he suffered that near fatal stroke, doctors were not hopeful about his recovery. Complications piled up, collapsed lung, infections. He was in near comatose state. His doctors told his girlfriend then it would be a matter of time before he just died. Heart stopped. Mary Travis would later marry Randy a couple of years later in 2015. Randy, who has aphasia, which is a condition that limits your ability to speak and give interviews, reveals his painful months-long recovery from the stroke in a new memoir, which chronicles his rise to fame in very candid terms, candid detail. Called Forever and Ever, Amen, the memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. I'd like to read this. I don't read a lot of books, but I'd like to read this. Reveals his highs and lows, from platinum albums and Grammy Awards to his arrest for driving under the influence and his divorce from his previous wife and manager. He's been in movies. He's
apparently very... she took a lot of his money, too, the ex-wife.
Yeah, well...
he had a lot of financial problems, too.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, good luck to him. Good thoughts. Send him good thoughts and goodwill. That goes a long way. You know, the power of prayer, power of common thought. I got a lot. I like him. Randy Travis in our focus here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Investigators saying a man who allegedly plotted a hand grenade attack on New York's Times Square was working alone. Officers arrested the suspect yesterday after the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force learned he was asking about buying grenades. He's expected to be in court today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'd like to see President Trump behind bars. Well, Trump responds in an interview last night, saying of Pelosi,
"I've tried to be nice to her because I would have liked to have gotten some deals done. She's incapable of doing deals. She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person."
In that same interview that aired on Fox News last night, the president said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a fool. Today is Theresa May's last official day as the United Kingdom's Prime Minister, announcing her resignation last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, 34 at the hour here on the DJV program, working with these ladies is not like work at all. It's fun. Doug Steffen having fun with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, just three of the people who have contributed a dollar, and the first million people who send me a dollar will get a copy of my new book, How to Become a Millionaire Using Social Media.
Yeah.
Are you trying to qualify for the Democratic debate or something? That's what they're all doing. Just send me 5 cents. And
send me a nickel. The state of Illinois, set to become the 11th state to legalize recreational weed. It sounds better when you say recreational marijuana. Even better if you say recreational cannabis, don't you think? Illinois House passed legislation that could make it the 11th state, along with Washington, D.C., to legalize recreational marijuana. The House gave passage of the bill 66-47. The state becomes the second to legalize marijuana through legislation as opposed to a ballot measure if the governor signs the bill. The bill would allow residents to have up to 30 grams, non-residents up to 15 grams. Also allows the governor to pardon anybody with a conviction of possession under 30 grams. What difference does it make whether it's 30 grams?
Well, because if you get over 30 grams, then you get into the territory of you're intending to deal it. So if it's personal use under 30 grams, I agree with that. Definitely being able to expunge those records.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, it would be just like, what do they have in Massachusetts? You've got dispensaries and stores, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're opening up 6 of them in Framingham. And now with the new law, the bill in Illinois, sponsors say it's expected to bring $57 million in revenue for the state when the law goes into effect. This brings so much money into the more than that is going to come into the state of Massachusetts from selling recreational marijuana. But
you've got all the colleges.
Like, right, yeah. Well, and
don't
they're
get
open.
Excited, though. It might. But in California, they've been crying because legalized marijuana has not been bringing in the money they thought it would, because everybody in California who smoked marijuana probably already had a dealer or a dispensary, and they're still using those places instead of going to recreational stores. Mm. And that's been a real problem
not
in
the
California.
Same
they've been, yeah, they've actually been cracking down on people growing marijuana because they're so upset that people aren't buying it through the legal stores.
Well, everyone in California has a medical card, so you don't need
that's what I'm getting
that.
At. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because it was so easy.
First. Yeah.
Well, as you know, I'm going to be doing cannabis growing on my farm, and there is it's different maybe here in Massachusetts, although the focus, in an interesting way, is not on the cannabis, but on the hemp, because it's so much more, there's no cloud, pardon the pun, around it. It is so clearly a great medicinal impact, or has a great medicinal impact on people. I thought it was interesting, the Food and Drug Administration holding hearings to assess the safety and efficacy of some of these new CBD products. The goal, they say, of the hearing is to, quote, identify and collate all available data to help us answer questions in order to make sure the American public is protected, including to the extent CBD is being introduced into our food supply or other common consumer products. This is like anything else. When it gets a good rep, everybody's trying to get in on it, and some of the CBD stuff is junk. It's not of any
value at all. There are some brands out there, and you have to be really careful of what CBD oil you buy, because some of the brands have done third-party testing, and that's fine, and they're up on that. But other brands are just absolute junk. It's a bunch of coconut oil and really no CBD even in it.
Victoria, what do you have as a lead here?
I've got one quick entertainment story that is probably going to make you very happy. Patrick J. Adams, who is one of the stars of Suits on USA, he plays the character Mike Ross. He has just announced that he is returning to the show for the final season. So there are a lot of Suits fans are very happy about that. Now, obviously, his wife is Meghan Markle on the show. She will not be returning.
No.
But I'm not sure about the plot or how. If maybe are they still together, or are they going to acknowledge her character? I don't know, but he's going to be back for the final, the whole season. So there was a lot of speculation who
would
return.
And they're doing another show that's a spin-off of it as well. I think that may have already started, in fact.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the lead stories that's trending right now is Alex Rodriguez. And the reason is because he's finally actually addressed the issue of that picture of him sitting on the throne in his apartment. And it was taken through a window of a nearby office building. The picture went viral immediately. And so he was on Good Day New York yesterday on Fox, and he talked about he's not going to sue, but he said, the one thing is, I actually do my best thinking there. So he said, I wasn't ready for the picture. It is what it is. I have to invest in some good blinds. And he said, I think that's going to be my next move. So he has been exploring some legal options. However, New York City is one of those places, because everybody lives on top of each other, there are very lenient privacy laws. So there's really not much he can do legally, but buy some blinds.
How can you sue someone? I mean, he had a 6-foot-tall glass window that he was sitting right in front of going to the bathroom. How can you sue someone for taking a picture when you can, I mean, you could see easily in. But it's not like they were trying to take a sneaky picture.
It didn't need to be a long lens.
No.
I think it was someone just with an iPhone that just snapped a picture. So.
That's very good. You covered it, Victoria. Nice job.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
It's 43 after on the DJV program, and June has just begun, so we're celebrating Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. I've talked a little bit in the past about my own experience with some debilitating migraines. Luckily, they were in the past, but a lot of people still deal with chronic migraine every day or very often. So today we've brought on neurologist Dr. Jennifer Williams-McVig and Laurie Jennings of Good Housekeeping to talk about chronic migraines and specifically some issues and why they might be affecting you more this summer. So we're going to start with Laurie from Good Housekeeping. Now, I think most people know the name Good Housekeeping, but a lot of people don't necessarily associate it with health. Can you talk a little bit about why Good Housekeeping is partnering with Allergan and why they're specifically focusing on migraines and headaches?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, Good Housekeeping, one of our main pillars is health. So you might think of us for home food, but health is also very key to the messaging and the content that we produce for readers. We speak to over 40 million women a month, and it is many of those women who tell us they suffer from migraines and chronic migraines, as well as other stress-related conditions. So, you know, what we've learned over time is that information is power. The more information you have, the more you can seek treatment, the more you can seek an accurate diagnosis. And so that is why we have partnered with Allergan, because there is so much misinformation and good information out there if you know it. And that's why I'm here with Dr. McVig today to share some of that with you.
So let's go to Dr. McVig then. I mean, we mentioned that a ton of women are getting in touch with Good Housekeeping to talk about the issues that they're having with migraines. Is this an issue that impacts women more than men, or is it split pretty evenly between the sexes?
So when people are younger, it's equal, but then once we go through puberty, there's a distinct shift, and women struggle with migraine. 18% of women will struggle with migraines and only 6% of men with migraines. But overall, there's 3.3 million sufferers of chronic migraine in the U.S. right now.
So can you talk of, yeah, I think that term can be a little confusing to people. I mentioned when I was specifically, yeah, when I was younger, I had really big issues with migraines. I would have a ton of different issues with being able to see well. I would, you know, my head would be in a lot of pain. I couldn't speak. And so can you talk a little bit about what exactly constitutes a chronic migraine and why it's different than a normal headache?
Sure. Thank you. I actually struggle with migraines as well, which is why I went into this line of work as a neurologist. I'm happy to share this information because I'm very passionate about it. Chronic migraine is 15 or greater headache days out of the month. So almost every other day or more than every other day, someone's having a headache. Many of those headaches, about 8 of them within the month, are debilitating. As you said, with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, even vomiting in some people, but it really interferes with your activities of daily living. In fact, about 90% of people say they can't function when they have a migraine. So even though they show up to work, they're not really mentally or physically there 100%.
Wow. I mean, just from my own experience, I can't imagine having to deal with that for half of a month. This is kind of really amazing that you guys are coming on to talk about this. Now, I have a couple co-hosts on the show who specifically have had a lot of issues this summer with allergies and pollen, and it's, you know, totally disrupted. They're always coughing and sneezing. Now, are those some common triggers for chronic migraine, or are there different triggers for migraines in the summer than those things?
I think those are some common triggers, but there's also other things like food, certain foods, some of our favorite foods, chocolate, wine, bacon, things like that, and then pressure, air pressure, stress, sleep-related things. So there are a lot of lifestyle factors that can trigger a migraine, and it really is about, again, knowing what your triggers are, perhaps writing them down so you know, when I drink wine, I have a headache, maybe I shouldn't drink wine, that kind of thing. And then beyond that, seeking out that treatment. I mean, if you are someone who has more than 15 headache days a month, there is a treatment available that can really help prevent those headache days.
So, Lori, you're a good housekeeping. You said that you mm-hmm. have a ton of different women contacting you about the issues that they have. Are there any mm-hmm. specific, you know, complaints that they have or any desires? You know, are they all just looking for, you know, a medication to use? Or what kind of questions are you getting from those women most often?
We are getting, I mean, really people are writing to us and sharing their stories. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. So they'll tell us their migraine experience. They might tell us their experience with obesity or trying to quit smoking. I mean, people, in my experience, people are always trying to find, like, live their best life, whatever that means for that individual. Everyone wants less stress. Everyone wants more happiness. Everyone wants to be able to get out of bed and not have a headache or a migraine or deal with chronic migraine. And I think, you know, the treatment, the Botox treatment that Dr. McVig can share more about is so effective. Right.
I mean, for me, as a migraine, as a woman, a professional woman who struggles with migraine, who has children, the last thing I want to do is have a long, busy day at work and miss my daughter's dance recital because I have a bad migraine.
Right.
And you're missing out on life. And as I said, prevention is the goal as opposed to band-aiding things and chasing your child, trying to treat every event that you have. The nice thing is that the first FDA-approved medication out there, which is Botox, was first around in 2010. So we've had a lot of experience with this medication. I have a lot of patients that have had a great deal of benefit from the medication. As with any medication that you would use, there are advantages and there can be potential side effects. So knowing that if there's any kind of difficulty swallowing or allergic reaction, that you should notify the individual that you're working with, or if there's any weakness in the neck muscles, which we don't see so much anymore in practice, but is a potential side effect, you should talk to someone. So there is a website if people are interested, BotoxChronicMigraine.com. But if there's a headache specialist in your area, a neurologist or a pain management specialist can also be helpful, but the website can be very helpful as well.
Okay, can you say the name one more time? You said...
Sure, it's BotoxChronicMigraine.com.
Got it. Thank you so much. I know that I will actually be looking that up later today. I've never tried Botox. I was lucky enough that my migraines kind of dissipated for the most part, you know, after puberty, but occasionally I'll still get them. And thank you so much to Dr. Jennifer Williams-McVig and Lori Jennings of Good Housekeeping. The website, again, is BotoxChronicMigraine.com. Thank you guys so much. I think this information is going to be really important to a lot of people this summer. It's 50 minutes after the hour on the DJV Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. 53 after the hour now. It's time for a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com, full of his exploits, reviews of cars from top to bottom, big ones, small ones, old ones, new ones. He's rolling into our ears in a moment here with a focus on electric cars and what's going on. I think the state of the industry is where we should start in just a matter of moments. First, though, ride-sharing apps. Let's examine them. They seem to be here to stay, that's for sure. Companies are making them safer than ever, as we hear in this overview by Andy Solomon.
Rideshare platforms are here to stay and have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriff's Association Traffic Safety Committee, retired sheriff of Oklahoma County, and the former president, International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should always match the license plate and car model and driver's name with what's shown in the app.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced there had been a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the 4 prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders say they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
All right, so a couple of things going on here, Nick, in terms of labor. Ford says they're laying off 10% of their salaried workers. Is that because of the impact, you think, of computers and the way cars are being built by, well, robots aren't going to affect salaried workers. They're mostly the ones that are the checkers on the line, right?
Yeah,
You know, Doug, Ford have been spending years trying to work out how to make their vehicles for less money and how to invest less money in them and make it more cost efficient. So they've been working on the process for a while. But, you know, as we move forward, jobs in the car industry are changing. They've gone from a guy standing on the line with a welding torch to automatic welding robots, and now the panels coming in pretty much pre-shipped or being bonded with glue instead of being welded, which is actually stronger. But the same thing is going with the kind of cars that we're all looking for. As we move to different kinds of cars, there is less work involved in actually manufacturing them, and some parts are made actually outside the factory now.
I thought I knew my way around. I did not. I've never heard even things like JB Weld, that stuff is stronger than a regular weld. The glues are stronger than welds. That's something. It must be a new kind of a new breed of glue.
Yeah, Jaguar Land Rover started doing some stuff on their cars probably about 10, 12 years ago, where they found that using bonding, especially on things like aluminum, using bonding and glue along with the welds was actually making it stronger. And now that bonding has got really strong, where you're making chemicals that, where the pieces of metal can't actually be separated. And remember, there's a lot of plastic on cars now as well, and you can't weld plastic, so it makes a lot more sense.
All right, so electric vehicles would be where you said the interest in new cars. So is the electric vehicle market what is costing the jobs?
Yeah, in fact, VW just announced that they're going to take less people to make their electric cars than they are going to take to a regular gas car. And as we make the shift to electricity, it means that less people are going to be involved down the line in making these vehicles. I mean, there's no transmission, for instance, in an electric car. So the power goes straight to the road. So there tends to be less parts, less to do in the factory. So we're going to see probably less people on the production line making cars. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be overall less jobs involved in it, because in the industry as a whole, there's going to be a lot of other things that people need to be doing. But definitely making the cars, VW announced yesterday that it looks like less people are going to be needed as they convert their factories to electric factories.
All right, and then there's the problems that the old cars have, like Honda recalling 137,000 vehicles this week. What happened in the airbag department?
When will the airbag problems go away? It seems like when we just think we're out of the woods, there is a new one. This covers an awful lot of new models, and Honda are now saying they have 137,000 vehicles in the U.S. with airbag problems. I wish I could list them off, but your show is only so long. It seems like there's models that span over 5 or 6 years, different ones, but they do have it at the Honda website. But if you have a new CRV, make sure that your airbag is checked.
All right, you're always welcome to spend more time with us if you'd like. Your choice. Nick Miles, website rautoexpert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.